Good morning. Welcome to Turnout Radio on CIUT 89.5 FM. I'm Nicole Annika Hamilton, back to open up with you about the latest on the dance scene and the heart of what moves us. Thank you for tuning in to share time and rhythm with us. Welcome to this dance space. Well, as you enter into the space this morning, I invite you to come in to explore the stories that live both on and beyond the stage. And today, I am sitting in a space of excitement because Fall for Dance North unveils its 11th annual lineup this week, featuring a vibrant mix of more than 30 Canadian and international artists across 8 distinct mixed programs, occurring October 15th straight through to the 26th. Now, under the festival's new leadership of co-CEOs, Festival Director Lily Sutherland and Artistic Director Robert Binet, and co-curated with FFDN 2025 Artist in Residence, AC Mensa, and renowned Toronto Kathak dancer Tanveer Alam, FFDN's 2025 season builds on its roots with an exciting new vision. Coming up on the show today, Tanveer Alam is in the house and will be here with me for the full hour. So stay tuned and stay locked in right here to CIUT 89.5 FM. We're going to take a break and be right back with Tanveer Alam. Welcome back to Turnout Radio on CIUT 89.5 FM. I'm Nicole Inika Hamilton. Toronto-based Tanveer Alam started his Kathak training with Sudeshna Malik and continued further nuanced studies with guru Sandhya Desai. Tanveer is a 2019 graduate of Western Contemporary Dance from Dance Arts Institute of Canada. Now, across the 24-25 season, he performed solo presentations at Vallejo Festival in Pittsburgh, the New York Kathak Festival in New York, and Navatman Black Box Betuk in New York. Tanveer was a commissioned choreographer for Sampradaya Dance Creation's 35th year anniversary work, Salam Rahman, featuring A.R. Rahman, oeuvre performed by the Mississauga Symphony Orchestra. Now, most recently, he premiered his collaborative work, Ibadit, with co-choreographer Barka Patel at the Nita Mukesh Ambani Cultural Center in Mumbai. It is my great pleasure to welcome to the show, Tanveer Alam is here with me. Hello, Tanveer.
Hi.
What a pleasure it is to share this time with you. How are you doing this morning?
It's been a really busy time. Generally, I've been doing a bunch of different things at the same time. And as most of us independent artists know, we're always kind of putting on multiple hats. So Fall for Dance North is, of course, a big part of what I'm taking on right now. But also, I take care of students that I teach. I'm, you know, have to be able to dance for this. I need to maintain my own practice. I'm also working for another company. I'm working in Sampradaya's next work, which premieres the week after Fall for Dance North, called Kintsugi. And then, you know, all the things that you have to take care of in life, you know, cooking and doing laundry and, you know, going to the gym, all those fun things. So it's a busy time.
I would imagine. And one of the things that is standing out to me now as you're sharing is something that comes up very often in conversations that I have with regards to how it is that we hold space for ourselves during busier seasons. And so how do you do that for yourself, Tanvir?
That's a great question. And I'm actually trying to be better at making space. I think for me, like, I'm a Bengali and food is very important to me culturally. And food to me is an experience. So I think a big part of how I make space for myself is to, like, actually make sure I, like, enjoy every meal that I eat, or at least try to. And, like, to not compromise on that always feels like a very important thing. I try my best to not work weekends, but this moment is a little tough. So even if I am working the weekends, making sure that the rest of the day is, like, completely empty for me to be at home or go for a walk or, you know, just be sedentary if I need to sometimes. And yeah, and I think just, like, making sure I'm taking care of myself and my body and things that also aren't just dance, I think helps me kind of find focus and feel a bit stronger.
One of the things of many that I'm appreciating from your share is the intentionality of taking time to enjoy moments with self.
Yeah, it's a really nice way to put it. I think I do this full time and I feel like my brain is always thinking about dance and things that are related to dance, whether that be, like, preparing a class or thinking about this choreography that I need to put up, or, you know, admin tasks, all the things that come together to build a dance career. I feel like in the last few years, it's been important for me to do things that, yeah, give me space to be all the other things that I am that isn't just a dancer. The person who enjoys cooking and the person who enjoys his, like, 45-minute HIIT workout. So those kinds of things are, I realized I need to make space for.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, one of the things, Tanvir, that I've come to appreciate is the honoring of slowing down at times. And that is something that I've found that I've been truly enjoying as mm-hmm. I hold space for Nicole. Is that something that resonates with you, the honoring of slowing down at times?
Absolutely. I think that's so funny you say that. I've had a pretty busy year. For context, the first 3-4 months of the year, I was in India touring a work and training. And then I came back and I had a new creation, some performances just kind of back to back. And at a certain point I went, you know, I need to go away for a week. Like, I've never done that. I've never said that in my life where I've just been like, no, I need to close shop, like literally close shop, like book a trip and do it well in advance so that I don't do anything else, because I'm the kind of person, if something comes up, then I won't book it. And I'm so glad I did. I forced myself to do it. I went to Portugal for not even a week, for 5 days, but it felt like I was there. I don't know. It felt like I just felt so nourished with my time there. And I came back like so full. I mean, so full of food, one thing, but also so full of experiences. And I felt like I was brought back to life for the rest of the year. So yes, I very much identify with what you're saying. I think it's very important to carve out that time.
And what a beautiful way of nourishing your whole being to step away from what may be the usual surroundings. When you came back, did you find that it allowed for an openness?
Oh, absolutely. I think it opened up so much more capacity for me. I just feel like when you're in the thick of things and you're kind of constantly working through your own kind of preset schedule, and then onto that you add tens of thousands of things. Just for me, at least in that moment, I was feeling like I wasn't finding space to breathe, and I wasn't finding space to kind of to live. And I think going away for 5 days, completely tuning out of any kind of dance work, just like having the time to like enjoy reading a book and actually finishing it in a decent amount of time, and just sitting aimlessly at a like cafe and just watching the world pass by, or looking at like waves crashing into one another. You carry those things back, and I think, of course, like within the first week, I had to go right back into the wildness that is working in the arts. But I think I just had a lot more space to handle it because I had given myself the time to just rest and to enjoy something that wasn't dance for a little bit. This was the first time that I kind of that I took this on, and I did it. I've talked about it for years, and I've always kind of squeezed my way out of it. But for the first time, I forced myself to do it, and now I can't imagine not. I think it's so needed for me to really take that time off of everything.
And there, talk to us about Kathak and your approach to practice in both traditional and contemporary contexts.
Yeah, I work in an Indian classical dance style. Kathak is a form from the north of India. It's one of the eight classical dance styles of India. And for me, I think I look at it with this understanding that it's an aesthetic and a movement language that I can work from. And I work both in the kind of traditional context where either I'm performing pieces that are repertoire based, which have been passed down to me within a lineage of practice, but also like creating new traditional repertoire. So we have structural pieces that exist within the form that one can create, a panoply of versions. So I really enjoy undertaking that as well. And then the other side of my practice is what I think of as a contemporary expansion, where I'm making pieces that don't necessarily sit within the traditional repertoire structure, but is still very much linked to my training in the form. So working with movements that exist, working with aesthetics that exist, and building new things from them. For me, I think I'm a human who really enjoys structure. Like for me, it's really important to build something from an idea, or from, and then looking at the idea and seeing how that can then manifest within a kind of formality that exists within Kathak. And for me, what I've learned is the options are really limitless as long as you actually look at what's already there. I think it's so important to be in relation to a lineage and be in relation to the materials that have been passed on to us, and to really take a deep dive at every single part of that and see how new meaning can be brought into those.
You mentioned in relation to lineage. What do you consider or what do you put in place in order to ensure that that is happening throughout the course of your storytelling?
Yeah, I think so. There's a personal lineage, there's a cultural lineage, and then there is a kind of very clear lineage within the practice of Kathak, or within the practice of any dance style, where I've trained with somebody who's trained. So my teachers, as you've stated, Sudeshna Maulik and Sandhya Desai, both have trained with a guru named Kumudini Lakhya. And she was one of the first choreographers in India to present group choreographies in Kathak. And her works expanded outside of the kind of traditional repertoire constructs that already existed in Kathak. So when I think about making work, I think about it as an expansion of that lineage. So I'm working within that way, within those ways, where working with multiple bodies is important to me. Working with the materials of the form to create new works is important for me. Working within a kind of sophisticated movement aesthetic that has been established through hundreds and hundreds of bodies that I now hold a version of is important to me. So those are just some ways that I approach that thinking.
What I appreciate about your share is the honoring of history that takes place.
Yeah, I think because I don't really have a cultural tie to Kathak. I don't have an ancestral tie to it either. I'm South Asian, yes. I grew up in Montreal. No one in my family has a practice of this form. And because I'm Bangladeshi, Kathak is from India, there isn't really, beyond the fact that I'm South Asian, there isn't really a cultural tie that would make me absolutely be, you know, someone who would practice this. It just kind of happened to be in my personal history and how I stumbled into this practice. So for me, I think when I think about working within this form, I think about what is it that I have to say? And I'm still figuring that out as a young maker and as a young dancer, but what is it that I have to say that still allows me to stay tied to the generation of artists that have come before me? And then I can kind of give it my little indentation. For me to be able to do that, I need to maintain a practice of the form. So being really clear for me, I think having a very strict kind of traditional practice of the form is important. There's this concept in Indian classical dance and music, which is called riyaz. And it is the idea to practice. It's this kind of formalized thing that musicians and singers, dancers are asked to do once you start learning a form, is to actually put in your own time, your own practice, so that you build your own relationship with it that isn't just relative to performance or relative to consistently accessing knowledge, but to actually build your own relationship with it. So that I think is a very key thing. And of course, because we live in North America and it's not always easy to have access to a studio, and I unfortunately can't dance in my tiny condo apartment in downtown Toronto. It doesn't happen every day, but I try to carve out a couple of hours a week to really just spend some time doing my basics, doing my foundations, running through pieces that I've learned, running through material that I'm trying to build, just spending the time with my body and my form, I think is one really important way for me to access that. Reading, a lot of reading about the history. I think there's so many different interpretations of the history of Kathak and perceptions, and also often has to do with, you know, who has power, who those stakeholders are, who writes these books, who doesn't. And I think a lot of my information on how I hold myself within the form also comes with that. So I think, yeah, I think like holding, yes, these traditions and holding this lineage that extends from, yes, from the 60s, but also like giving it and pigmenting it with what I know as, you know, a body that lives in this time, that experiences this time, that experiences like the kind of socioeconomic constructs that we're all folded into, that experiences the diaspora. All of those things, you know, make for me to be a practitioner that has different considerations.
Stay with us. More of Turnout Radio coming up after this. Thank you. Tanvir, the Fall for Dance North Festival will soon be here, and you are a co-curator.
I sure am.
Well, this season has much to offer, but one of the things that I'd love to speak about now is Shanasai and the meaning of this work that is being brought forth in a duet that has been choreographed by you. And so talk to us, please, about Shanasai and your co-curation at Fall for Dance North Festival.
Absolutely. Well, I'll start with the piece. So it's a duet that I'm building for myself and Berka Pateo. Berka is a New York-based dance artist and professional firecracker, as I like to call her, because she's just such a special presence and really wonderful to watch on stage. And I'm very excited to dance with her once again. This is our second collaboration together, and this is a piece that I'm building for us. And the word Shanasai in Persian means familiarity. And I've built this duet completely in the nritta component of Kathak. Nritta meaning pure dance or technical dancing. Dance which is abstract and doesn't convey meaning through gesture, through movement, but is kind of looking at how these two bodies share space held by melody and time. The way I've built the choreography is that it goes from these kind of like more contained intimate moments between us to then kind of explosive, expansive Kathak compositions that I've given new movement direction to. So for context, within the repertoire, there is a traditional way of approaching movement compositions. And through this piece, I've taken those repertoire compositions, but have kind of changed the choreography to fit into this exploration of space and this kind of duet quality that we're trying to build of co-presence. So there's these kind of two approaches that we're working through within the piece to establish a relationship of performance and a relationship of sharing space, as opposed to kind of giving you a kind of clear-cut answer to, you know, like, are they friends? Are they lovers? Are they this? Are they that? You know, we're for now, we're two bodies holding the tension of space together, and you can make of it what you deem.
During the course of the creation process, prior to, during, and even thereafter, was there anything that was unveiled for you or that you discovered with regards to this intimacy of co-presence?
Yeah, I think as Berka and I are like figuring out our relationship, we're very good friends, but our relationship on stage, I think what I'm learning is that to share that kind of intimacy and then to share that expansive feeling, there needs to be like utmost confidence in one another. Like you need to really trust that you're held in the space together. Like this isn't two solos. We're not dancing the same piece side by side. We're dancing a piece together. And it doesn't work if one or the other drops out in energy, in melody, in time, in the movements, of course. But I think it really is a meeting of two beings. And that I think is very important. Without one another, the piece just shouldn't work in my sentiment.
As you reflect upon it now, what occurred in order to deepen that trust that you speak of?
It's a great question. So for context, we were in a two-week residency in July when we built the work. And I think just spending that much time on this material, where we had questions, Berka had questions about some of the choices I was making. The piece has this kind of through line motif of a phrase work that we work with in different planes and different counts. And I think, and it pulls from some things that she did with the phrase work and some things that I did, and we brought it together. So I think the time to just kind of put the math together and learn it, I think that is one step where we're both like, okay, we're in the thing, we're figuring it out together. Let's go into that. So that's the first step. And then I think being very vocal about like, and for me in this case, I was asking her how she was feeling in the material. Like, how does this feel? How does that feel? Is it hard because it's new, or is it hard because it hurts you? Like that kind of, that clarity that we were asking of each other, I thought was important. Or if Berka didn't like something, she was like, I think you can make a better choice. Or maybe you should try something else. And I would take it back and I would think, maybe she's right. And I would offer something else. Or maybe it actually offered clarity to me to say, no, actually, this is exactly what I want. Can we work towards it? And then we did. So I think that having that kind of really open communication around how to build the thing, I think was really integral to building that. And I think because Barkha and I are such good friends and we've just toured a work together in India, I think that experience gave us a lot as well. And concurrently, we were doing this, but also spending some time on that material because we were dancing it at Momentum Festival in Mississauga in July. We were just talking about that first tour where we actually felt like in some moments we were feeling like we were being soloists and not being duet partners. And I think that openness that we shared with one another of our experience of being like, actually, I felt like you could have held me a bit more here. Or I felt like I could have, you know, had more support there. I think opened up a kind of freeness between the both of us where we were like, okay, that was experience one. How do we make this better? And how do we carry that forward?
That inquiry with one another, I think, is quite powerful. I think it allows for an examination of how each other is, yes, moving through time and space, totally. How each other has shown up in the space, absolutely. And how each other is engaging the work and connecting and collaborating with the space and each of your bodies as well.
Absolutely. I think you have the pin right where it needs to be. I think because so much of what we do is so technical, we get it's easy to play into those things. Like, yes, let's count the 14s. Let's make sure we're there on this beat. Let's make sure we're there. And some of it is just also understanding that there are differences just because our trainings are so different. We were both trained in the diaspora, but she's trained in a different style of Kathak than I have. There are things that intuitively will be different. And to actually celebrate those, I think that's when like thinking about energy becomes very important, about how are we sharing this gap in time that we need to fill? What is it that you would, how would you approach it? How would I approach it? How can we find the middle ground? How do we balance each other's energies in what our kind of natural performance qualities are? I think those things become very important beyond the kind of counting and, you know, doing the movement exactly the same.
Absolutely. Yes. Yes, indeed. It's such a beautiful way of inquiring about the holistic being of the individual that you're collaborating with. And it does move beyond the quote unquote performance.
100%.
So in the space of collaboration, what have you learned about yourself?
Yeah. That's a really great question. What have I learned about myself? I have learned that I'm the kind of person that can work at a thing up until I get the answer that I want. And sometimes you need to just wait and it's not going to, it won't just happen. I'm the kind of person that can run a thing 4, 5, 6 times and still try to figure out what the thing is. And then I realized that sometimes you just need to give it a day and the thing you're looking for will show up. And Barkha very much lives in that space. She's a bit more like free and a bit more like, let's take our time, let's sit down. And that's not my like natural kind of working energy. And so I think picking up a bit of that helps. And I think it gives me a lot more grace also. I think as I've been preparing for this, you know, not all days are great and some days are tougher. And I think just allowing myself to hold that has been good. And even, you know, like in the curatorial front, like it's a big program. We have two other companies coming in and dealing with, you know, the excitement of that, but also it's, you know, the nuances of working with all of these artists and their needs and how to make sure that we're well equipped for them has also been, you know, a big part of that.
You're tuned in to CIUT 89.5 FM. More with Tanveer Alam coming up after this. I'd like to mention and remind our audience that Kathak and Ballet Signature Program 3 is taking place at the Fall for Dance North Festival and will focus on two historic dance forms from Eastern and Western traditions. And so as you look towards the festival, Tanvir, what rests on your heart and what are you most excited for? What are you inquiring about? What are you thinking about in this moment as you prepare?
I'm so excited for people to discover and appreciate Kathak at such a large scale. It's certainly a non-dominant practice here in Canada, although it's been around since the 1960s. The first practitioner of the form, Reena Singha, just passed away a couple of weeks ago. So it feels like a big moment for us to be able to be on this big stage at the Bluma, and to be doing it with, you know, the most supported and well-funded and resourced practice in the world, I think, for dance, I think is a very big message, I think. This is a community of practice that operates with like a third, if not less, of the funds and resources and the space to create art, both here and in India. And to be able to see the rigor, the excellence, the artistry that exists within it alongside ballet, I think is going to be quite special for a lot of people.
Yes, and blessings and love as you bring forth Reena Singha's name in this space. Tanvir, it has been such a pleasure to have you join me on the show today.
Thank you so much for having me. You're so wonderful. It's been such a joy.
Oh, thank you. And you as well. And as we come to a close for today's episode, what is coming up for Tanvir? Is there anything that you'd like to share with our audience in addition to the excitement that is surrounding the Fall for Dance North Festival?
Absolutely. Well, first, everybody, please come. I think it's going to be incredible. To get to witness my work with Barkha, to get to witness Nadroop from Pune, India, Dhirendra Tiwari from New Delhi, India, as well as the Royal Ballet from England. It's going to be incredible. So please do come. And right after that, the next weekend, I am back in performance with Sampradaya Dance Creations, like I mentioned at the top of this session. I'm in their new dance theater work called Kintsugi, which premieres November 1st and 2nd at the Harbourfront Center. It's very exciting and nerve-wracking for me. It's the first time I'm going to be doing a bit of like theater work and dialoguing while I'm dancing. So that's very exciting and special. And then we take that work to Singapore and India right after. So it's a busy little time, but I'm glad to be experiencing the world with this work.
Wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. And I'm glad to be experiencing this time with you. Thank you again so much for joining me on Turnout Radio. What a joy to have you in the space. And I can't wait. I am looking forward to joining you, to seeing you at the Fall for Dance North Festival. Thank you again, Tanvir.
Thanks, Nicole. And I look forward to your work there as well.
Thank you. Today, you've been listening to the sounds of Cannonball Adderley with Autumn Leaves and John Coltrane with Blue Train. Welcome back to Turnout Radio. That was the wonderful Tanvir Alam. What a pleasure it was to have him here on the show. And folks, if you missed the top of the interview, you can catch it again coming soon to turnoutradio.com and some of your favorite podcast platforms. The Fall for Dance North Festival runs October 15th straight through to the 26th in Toronto. ffdnorth.com is where you can find all of the details. And while there, be sure to visit the programming featuring a vibrant mix of more than 30 Canadian and international artists across 8 distinct mixed programs. I will be there as well. I'm pleased to be co-curating a new FFDN talk series entitled Syra, which commences on October 14th. The panel discussion series brings festival artists together with panelists from the Alzheimer's Society of Toronto, the Perry Op Culture Change Committee at SickKids, and the BMO Lab at University of Toronto to explore dance from the spaces of memory, healthcare, and technology. We look forward to sharing space with you. Well, that brings us to a close of today's episode. Thank you for joining us to share time and rhythm. Join us again next week for more of Turnout Radio right here on CIUT 89.5 FM. I'm Nicole Inica Hamilton. I hope your week finds you turning out to dance. Thank you.
Thank you.